Section 3. What can or cannot be included in a PSA? HMRC's guidance on what can be included is that the expenses and benefits must fall into one of the following three groups. Firstly, minor items, such as a small present for an employee in hospital or an employee's use of a pool car, where the conditions for tax exemption don't apply. Next, irregular items, such as expenses of a spouse occasionally accompanying an employee abroad, or relocation expenses in excess of the £8,000 tax exemption threshold. And finally, where items are impractical to operate pay-as-you-earn on, or where it is impractical to determine a value for P9D or P11D purposes, such as shared benefits, maybe shared cars or taxi journeys, for example, where these are difficult to attribute to individual employees. More of that later. HMRC guidance states that we cannot include any of the following items in a PSA. Firstly, cash payments including salary, wages, bonus, or other payments such as cash long service awards. Next, large benefits provided regularly to individual employees, such as company cars or beneficial loans. Next, round sum allowances, perhaps lump sums provided to an employee to take care of all their expenses in a tax year. And then shares where it is very difficult to actually arrive at a valuation. The next item on the list is where an item has already had tax deducted through PAYE. If PAYE has already been operated, the item should not be included in a PSA. Then we have items which are already reflected in an employee's tax code, although this would be difficult for an employer to be aware of, as the employer only gets the code number, not a breakdown of what's included there. And finally on the list are profits arising from various mileage payment schemes and other regular items arising in employee car ownership schemes. I think it may also help you if I quote from the HMRC PSA manual, where further guidance is provided on what can and cannot be included in a PSA. We are told that a PSA does not replace the requirement that employers must operate PAYE on general earnings and return details of expenses and benefits in kind on forms P9D or P11D and P11DB. General earnings that may be considered for inclusion in a PSA consist of taxable benefits provided or made available by reason of the employment with the employer and expenses paid to those employees. The PSA manual says that such items can be included if they satisfy one of the three terms that I've already mentioned, in other words, the minor items, irregular items, and those items where it's impractical to operate pay-as-you-earn or to determine the value for P9D or P11D purposes. In the PSA manual, we have a bit more detail on the minor category, which include incentive awards, reimbursement of late-night taxi fares outside of the exemption, personal incidental expenses in excess of the statutory daily limit, a present for an employee in hospital, staff entertainment, for example, a ticket for Wimbledon, use of a company van, use of a pool car where the conditions for tax exemption are not satisfied, subscriptions to gyms, sports clubs, etc., telephone bills, gift vouchers, and small gifts. And we are told the list is not exhaustive. The PSA manual also provides a list of items that are payable on an irregular basis and can be included in the PSA. And these are relocation expenses, where the amounts concerned exceed the £8,000 tax-exempt threshold, occasional attendance at an overseas conference where not all the expenses qualify for tax relief, expenses of a spouse occasionally accompanying an employee abroad, occasional use of a company holiday flat, one-off gifts which are not minor in nature. Again, we are told this list is for illustrative purposes and is not exhaustive. The PSA's manual list of items that fall in the final category, where it is impractical to apply PAYE or to apportion the value of a particular benefit which has been shared by a number of employees, includes free chiropody care, hairdressing services, Christmas parties and similar entertainment provided by the employer which do not already qualify for tax relief, the cost of shared taxis home which do not satisfy the exemption, and shared cars. You will see some duplication there, and again we are told that this list is for illustrative purposes only and that it is not exhaustive. And I would add, we might think of shared use of pool vans as an additional item to be included here. Interestingly, the manual states that these terms have deliberately not been defined, and it tells its readers, which would mainly be HMRC officers, that it should be borne in mind that PSAs were introduced as a practical and flexible solution for dealing with one-off benefits. The manual also points out that items that are regarded as trivial should not be included in a PSA. Now, I think it would be useful if I repeat some of the advice I've given in the PLMD preparation podcast, because items that can be excluded from PLMD and P90 reporting should also be excluded from a PSA, other than the taxable items included in a PSA. So to begin with, exempt annual parties or similar functions within the limit of £150 per attendee is a good starting point, but we must take into account all of the costs, including VAT and any extras for travel, accommodation, entertainment, etc. Next, we should consider excluding the cost of health screening assessments and medical checkups, where the exemption is restricted to one checkup per annum. Late night taxis from work to home, but not from home to get to work, enjoy a limited exemption for no more than 60 journeys per annum. To qualify, there are four conditions to be satisfied, including working late until at least 9 p.m. on an irregular basis, where transport has ceased or it will be unreasonable to use it, and the transport is a taxi or equivalent road transport. I have said before that HMRC has tightened up on the requirement for employees to keep records and for employers to carry out periodic checks. Following the 2011 budget, HMRC is now considering scrapping this exemption altogether. There is an exemption for travel between home and work when public transport is disrupted by strike action. Therefore, the cost of travel and overnight accommodation at or near the workplace would not have to be included in a PSA where the exemption applies. Unfortunately, it does not extend to public transport disrupted by heavy snow or flooding, which has been a problem in recent years, including last winter, and this is one area where we might be looking to include some costs. One company mobile phone is exempt, whether used privately or not. More than one phone would be reportable on the P11D or could be included in the PSA. Childcare vouchers, whether involving salary sacrifice or not, do not have to be reported up to the £55 per week or £243 per month limit, but any excess would normally be reported at Section C of the P11D or could perhaps be included in a PSA if HMRC agrees to this. Returning to the issue of trivial benefits, HMRC guidance on what is trivial benefits tells us that there is no lower limit beneath which benefits are not taxed. It says trivial benefits such as a gift of flowers to celebrate the birth of a child or when an employee is sick need not be included in the PSA. Unlike flowers or another gift given as a reward, say for organising a work event. The provision of free tea, coffee and water to employees is generally exempt, but HMRC tells us that if the exemption does not apply, they will treat the provision as trivial and not taxable anyway. Therefore, we do not need to include such costs in a PSA. If we turn to seasonal gifts, such as a turkey or a bottle of wine at Christmas, these are not reportable on a P11D and being trivial do not have to be included in a PSA. HMRC would probably want to tax more generous gifts, such as a £250 Harrods hamper, and a PSA would be the most appropriate route to deal with this type of reward. Seasonal flu jabs are treated as trivial and welfare counselling is regarded as a minor benefit, as is the provision of equipment and services for employees with a disability, where it is to assist them to work. This could be a wheelchair or the provision of hearing aids. These are treated as exempt and do not have to be reported or included in a PSA, subject, of course, to the relevant exemption conditions being satisfied.